Hello students, we shall be dealing with English language. Our topic for the day is notice writing for class 10. All of you are familiar with the word notice. You have come across this word quite often in school. So what is notice writing? Well, notice is a small piece of writing which can convey meaningful information targeted for a specific group of people about any event, any occasion, or any general instruction within a few words. How do you receive the notices? Teachers often write the notices for you or your parents on the blackboard and you copy the same in your school diaries. You have also seen notices being put up on the notice boards in school by the school authorities to inform the students, parents or teachers regarding any upcoming event, activity or instruction. At times, you also have received printed notices from the school. Notices are put up on notice boards in schools or at public places. Before we start to write a notice, please keep the following in mind. A. Notices are factual and to the point. B. The language used must be simple and formal, not flowery. C. Use indirect speech or passive voice only. D. Do not use personal pronouns like I and we. E. Notice must be written in a particular format. Now I come to the format of notice writing. While drafting a notice, a few points should be kept in mind. First, you need to write a creative and catchy heading which carries one mark. Then comes the name of the event which also carries one mark. This is followed by the date on which the event is going to take place. This carries half mark. After the date, you need to mention the duration of the event. This too carries half mark. Now, I come to an important part which you need to remember, and that is the venue or the place where the event will take place. In this part, do not forget to mention the smaller venue followed by the bigger venue using a comma between the two. The venue part contains half plus half is equal to one mark. Then comes the details of the target participants, audience or invitees. This carries one mark too. Here it is essential to mention the date of enrollment if required well in advance of the event so as to give an impression of a well-organized event. Do not write your name or any given name or designation as a part of subscription in the notice. Please have a look at the sample of a notice which has been provided. This is followed by a worksheet for you to practice. Thank you.